do it.
The 1986 Mets, steroids in baseball, and a New York Times bestseller. I'm Danielle McCartan with three-time All-Star World Series champion Lenny Dykstra, who's enjoying his ice cream right now.
All right, good to talk to you.
All right, Lenny, so you played for the Mets and the Phillies. Now, I know we're in Mets country here, but do you consider yourself to be a Met or a Philly, if you had to pick one?
Well, I mean, obviously the Mets are number one in my heart. I mean, I won a World Series here, and it is the best sports city in the world. I mean, and so I'm very, very fortunate and consider myself blessed to be able to play in both New York and Philadelphia, because Philadelphia is a great sports city as well.
Right.
But definitely New York is how do you say it in Italian? First.
Primo.
Yeah, primo.
Il primo. Now, you left the Mets and went to the Phillies. What was that like? Because that was such a bitter rivalry back then, you know, with the two teams in the AL.
I didn't really leave. They traded me. In fact, I'll tell you what it was like. It was Father's Day in Philadelphia, and I was playing. The right-handed pitcher was playing, pitching. And like after my second at bat, Davey Johnson says, "You're done." I'm like, "What?" So I go up the runway, I'm all mad, upset, and I'm like listening, watching TV, and I hear Harry Callis say, "A lot of action today around the bat. Initials are LD." So I said, "Oh, I just got traded." So it's kind of weird, you know. Later, like, you're sitting in your like locker and you wait for them to get the tap. They want to see you in the office. So I went in there and he said, "Hey, I want to thank you for helping us win a World Series. We just traded you to Philadelphia." So I said, "Wait, you mean the team I just kicked, the team I just kicked their ass, that team?" And I said, "What do I do? Meet them at home plate? How does it work?"
Oh my God.
So it was kind of interesting, but yeah. And then we went to the World Series there too.
We've heard all the legends about the plane coming back from the World Series, 86 World Series.
All a joke.
It was it that destroyed? Because Mookie Wilson told me no.
It wasn't destroyed at all. It was a joke. It's the same old story.
Yeah.
You know, like someone caught an 8-foot fish and it's a 16-foot fish.
I just read a book called Big Blue Wrecking Crew. It was about the 86 Giants. And in it, there was a line that said that the 86 Mets partied a lot with the 86 Giants. Is that true or not true?
I don't even know a Giant.
What?
That's so untrue. I mean, I didn't know them. I didn't party with anyone. I didn't even take a pill or a drug till I went to Philadelphia. So no, that's not true. The Mets, what happened, that team has so much personality,
yeah. And
there were so many crazy, and you know, that's when you had the curtain calls, and then that's when people enjoyed playing baseball, and it was like fun, and the fans like appreciated that. So, and you could also feel the other team not wanting to have any part of us, and they came into Shea Stadium, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Now, would the presence of social media, you think, have changed the game back then? Not the game of baseball, but the off-the-field stuff. If you have Twitter around or TMZ around.
I don't know. I had that around when I was, even back then.
Yeah.
One time, I had a plane. My driver had a Rolls Royce. They repossessed my Rolls Royce right at the steps of my plane. And TMZ was there. So I lit up the person. Because it was kind of odd, like getting your Rolls Royce repossessed at your Gulfstream. Tom, that's kind of silly. Is this my life, though?
Yeah.
All or nothing.
Yeah. You know, you've said you really didn't eat HGH in your cereal, but you did say that I started taking steroids because I had to. Was that obviously to keep up with the competition of all the other guys in the league at that point in time?
Well, I mean, I'm a little guy. How tall are you?
5'2", 3", with shoes on.
They are. So I'm a little guy. But I was way ahead of the curve, you know? I mean, my life is on the line.
Yeah.
Meaning, I didn't know what drug they were going to give me. I mean, so when I got traded in 89, and I played every day, I didn't forget how to hit. I just got too weak. I got run down. So in the off season, when I lived in Mississippi, people actually do live there. So I just found some hillbilly doctor, and I said, look, because see, what happened was Lee Thomas, the general manager, said, look, it was your first year playing full season. You're going to be our guy next year, and you don't have to look at the lineup. So I knew that 90 was going to be, like, so then I said, well, I got to figure out how to stay strong. So I went to this doctor, and I didn't know what he was going to give me. He gave me a drug called Decadorabolin. I went to Rite Aid, I got in line. He said, come back, I'll show you how to do it. I go back to his office, got a harpoon like this waiting for me.
Oh, my God.
And then I show up in the spring training at 190, like a Greek statue.
Yeah.
And said, there's a new sheriff in town.
There's a new era upon us. What do we do with the steroid era players in the Hall of Fame? Do they belong in or in a separate wing or not at all?
That's a good point. Well, now, here's the problem with that point. What about the ones that take amphetamines? What about the ones that take pain pills? What about the ones that have extramarital affairs?
What about the ones?
Well, whatever. I'm saying, like, yeah. What's the threshold?
Right.
I've had this argument with the Hall of Fame people. In fact, I've been escorted out of that place before because, like, I'm still like completely lost how the three best players in the history of baseball are in the Hall of Fame. I mean, Pete Rose, I understand. I mean,
yeah.
And he'll never get in. Because, you know, there's a pact that when Bart Giamatti died, they felt it was from... But, I mean, Roger Clemens, come on. And then Barry Bonds, I mean, as big as he was still the best player in baseball ever.
Yeah. Now, you're known for your greedy play. Your book is called Nails. What do you think of today's athletes? Do you think they're, like, pampered? Do you think they're coddled nowadays? Yeah.
I mean, sorry, I mean, but you want to, I mean, we got to do this right.
Yeah.
We want to call them.
Well, why do you say that then?
No, because, look, when I played, we had a pact. We're going into their house,
mm-hmm.
We're going to take their money, and we're going to No, and by the way, if I count you talking to another teammate, I mean, opposing teammate, mm-hmm. or team player, or whatever they are.
Yeah.
We're fighting. Now they're all lovey-dovey and laughing. And
doing jersey swaps.
It's just a joke, you know. I mean, bottom line is business, playing for real money. So the key is getting them umpires right. You got to get them umpires under control.
What do you think about the mechanical strike zones? Is that a good idea?
Of course. It's more accurate.
Yeah.
Precision and accuracy. Changing speeds, you know. I mean, Tom Glavine's in the Hall of Fame. How is that? I mean, I used to want to catch and throw it back to him. But you know why? He played right. Meaning, there's a reason they've been putting a guy in left field for hundreds of years, center field hundreds of years, right, because balls go in those areas more often than not. So, but it's when you walk a guy, the chain gets pulled, and then the link breaks, and everything goes haywire.
Right.
You see?
So which of the guys do you still to keep in touch with, if any?
Oh, Doc Gooden.
Who is always the most stylish Met?
Mr. P.
Mr. P.
Ron Darling. He's smooth.
Yeah.
He's Yale, you know?
Who was the hardest partier on that whole team? We know...
Backman?
I'm surprised.
You're surprised?
Yeah, I mean, I am. I always thought it was Strawberry or Gooden.
Well, that's not partying.
No.
But we never knew. I never saw it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, we drank a little bit, but... Well, Philly, now, you want to talk about a partying team. The Phillies, since 93, we party. And you know who led the charge, right?
Yep.
Same guy that led off.
I had a fan question come in. Did you keep the home run ball from the first night game at Wrigley Field in 88? Because someone threw it back onto the field.
I did. They gave it to me. I think my bankruptcy trustee took it.
Huh.
Took my dog. But whatever.
Yeah.
It's a ball. I'm not into jewelry. You know?
Yeah.
I'm a simple man.
My final question came from Twitter also.
Final?
He wants to know, what is your favorite chewing tobacco, and do you still chew?
No, it was Redman, but that was all part of the show. I mean, the chew, it's just entertaining people. You know what I mean? Except I did like, I couldn't stand Andy Van's Slyke because I could never get a gold glove for him. So every time we played them, I'd like, spit my chew all over center field. Like a landmine out there. Anyways, so just understand, and I'll close with this. Remember this. The promise of money is actually more powerful than the money itself. I always say good in May.
Yeah.
Then I hit better in June. See, because that's when the stuff is really kicking in.
Yeah. April's too cold.
April's, well, if you have the right mix. But see, now there's no drugs in the sport of baseball, none. So now, if you think about it, like, the ball this year was a super ball.
Yeah.
I mean, they shattered the home run rack. See, how do you do that? No steroids. I mean, they do it real easy, because Major League Baseball, can it's basically like turning the water on. You want it hotter, make it colder. You want the ball, I mean, they know no drugs, so any ball's flying out. So there's no seams on the ball. And ball, it's like, so I do know a lot about, not much, but a little bit about, like, private aviation, how airplanes work. I'm not into physics and all that stuff. I didn't do too well in that. I don't think I took that one. I had to take biology to get through high school as a requirement. I hate it. But physics, well, you know, so when a plane is landing, the flaps went out.
Yeah.
So think about the seams. If the seams are up, it makes it harder to travel through the air.
Yeah.
Well, the seams weren't even, there was more blisters. Look at this setup later.
Yeah.
You know, see, there's other stuff you can look up, too. But this is one, more blisters this year than any year ever. And I ain't talking about fever blisters either.
It comes from the laces.
It's right.
Yeah.
No, the seams. They're called the seams.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm Danielle McCartan. This is Lenny Dykstra. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Yeah.